Chapter 9. Verse 3. Take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. Verse 4. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. Verse 5. If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town, as a testimony against them. Verse 13. You give them something to eat. Verse 14. Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. Verse 18. Who do the crowds say I am? Verse 20. But what about you? Who do you say I am? Verse 22. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Verse 23. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Verse 24. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. Verse 25. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, and yet lose or forfeit his very self? Verse 26. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Verse 27. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. Verse 41. O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here. Verse 45. Listen carefully to what I am about to tell you, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. Verse 48. Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you all, he is the greatest. Verse 50. Do not stop him, for whoever is not against you is for you. Verse 55. Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. Verse 56. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Verse 58. Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Verse 59. Follow me. Verse 60. Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Verse 62. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.